everyone. This is Cal Bannon's Hypnosis, Etc. I'm your host, L. Ron Ferguson. This is another All L. Ron episode. As Cal calls it, it's the L. Ronathon here at work because Cal is busy. And so am I, but you guys are important. If you are watching this anywhere but calbannon.com, you want to take a look below because right below, right down there, we have extra links and text and other things that are going to enhance this hypnosis training film. If this is your first time watching the show, this is the show where we give away hypnosis training information. We give away tips and tricks and techniques and other kinds of things that are going to help you be a better practitioner and are going to help you move this profession forward in a very interesting and exciting way. This is a two-part series. This part is the second part of the first part, which is about heartbreak and how to handle heartbreak, how to deal with heartbreak when your client has a broken heart. And so we're going to get right into content after these announcements. If you want to learn about this process, about how to be a five-path hypnotherapist, how to be a seventh-path teacher or instructor, you got to come to our super course, which is July 11th through the 22nd. And I'm remembering that out of my brain. Yes, 11th through the 22nd. It's 10 days altogether where you will eat, sleep, breathe, and hypnosis. So you want to come there. I'm going to be more involved in this class than the other ones in the past. Last one, I had some business. I had to leave town all of a sudden. I didn't get to be with you guys as much as I would have liked to. So if you're watching this and you're one of those students, I missed not being with you guys, but you can be with me here today, so it's just as good. I will be involved in this class. Cal doesn't know that, but I'm going to try to sit in as much as I can because my schedule's kind of clear, which is good. Also, we have another super course that's happening in October, starting on October 31st, which lasts for 10 days as well, where you learn all the same stuff. I don't know what I'll be doing then, but I'll be there with you guys too. The NGH convention is coming up August 12th, which is my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. August 12th through the 14th is going to be the NGH convention, where you go pick up those solid gold and platinum and diamond nuggets, especially from Cal Bannon. And there is a week of power that's happening before and after the convention. It's Week of Power is a 7-day training where you learn 5-path and 7th-path self-hypnosis. And for the first 4 days are going from August 8th to the 11th. And the second 3 days, it's divided into two components, happen after the convention through the 15th through the 17th for the next 3 days of the 7-day module. So that's the accelerated track where if you are already a certified hypnotherapist, my water's gone, you will be able to benefit from becoming also a 5-path practitioner. So, diving into content today, we're going to resume the talk about heartbreak. We just finished up talking about first contact and what to do in the initial interview with your client. But let's say that you've already started the work. And where's my sheet? You've already started the work. And you're working with this person, and they're sad, and they're heartbroken. Where's my sheet? Where is it? Somewhere around here. I would have Taylor put it on pause, but we can't make cuts on here. Thanks for sticking with me. You started the work. When your client is coming to you, you may recognize pretty quickly that they are dealing with major life and death feelings. Not all the time, but sometimes. They have these feelings that are completely irrational. To make an add-on to the way that you talk to them in the interview, you want to drill down to the cause of the fear. You know, you're like, okay, you're rejected. Okay, well, how does that make you feel? Okay, what do you think might happen? And then what might happen? And then what might happen? A lot of times they'll have language patterns that are along the lines of, I'm going to die without this person, and I just feel like it's everything is gone and nothing matters anymore. They'll be experiencing emotions like this. Don't laugh when this happens. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I am very passionate about this subject. This is something that I believe you can make a massive, massive difference, not only helping someone through this particular instance or this issue, but set them up for success so that they can step out of this pattern and begin to move toward healthy relationships and have a healthy relationship as the backbone of so many things. And so you have to recognize that they're really experiencing infant attachment issues. These are infant feelings totally taken over. In the book by Howard Halpern, How to Break Your Addiction to a Person, he talks about that. You want to know this in the back of your mind and keep this in mind while you're doing the age regression. Once again, we don't want to lead anything, but make an extra effort to do very good age regression in your, when you're dealing with regressed states. Second thing is, do age regression. Duh. You got to do age regression. If you don't know how to do age regression, do age regression. That's the only thing that's really going to help this person. They say that 80% of the feelings are coming from the past. Once again, if you're familiar with The Secret Language of Feelings, which if you don't know, there's a link below to check out that book, which will help you not only articulate your own feelings, but help your client articulate their feelings and make you a better age regression hypnotherapist. That said, The Secret Language of Feelings will tell you that all feelings are good as long as they're based in reality, and that if they're feeling a feeling of fear and they notice it's not based in reality, then, well, it's coming from the past. If they go, well, gee, I got no reason to be afraid, but I'm still afraid, I'm still feeling bad, well, it's coming from the past, because where else could it be coming from? And so that right there is a great reason to do age regression other than all the other obvious ones. Let me talk about the soapbox more. When they come into your office, there's a feeling inside that they just don't like. And that's what you want to use. Use the time tunneling technique. There's going to be a link down below to the time tunneling technique. Take a look back on there because a lot of these feelings are coming from the heart. It's the heartbreak. This is a fantastic issue to, if you haven't done the time tunneling technique already, to start and to start using it because they have major somatic sensations, feelings in the body that are happening. Oh my God, I just realized I haven't changed my shirt. This is a two-part episode, but it's the same jacket. Gosh. It's too late. So have them focus their feeling on that, focus their attention on that feeling. Pattern for the time tunneling technique goes something like this. Okay, as you're feeling that, focus your attention on that area. And now, you know, focus all of your attention on that area. And now I want you to mentally go in to that feeling and follow that feeling back like that feeling is a tunnel, a time tunnel to the past. Where that tunnel ends is where that feeling begins. And when you get to the other side, let me know by giving me your first impression of daytime or nighttime. And then you're on your way. Make sure to do very, very thorough, informed child work or whatever work it is that you do when you get to that regressed state. Follow it back as far as you can and really make sure that you can build those resources, build those good feelings with the cause of the problem and really neutralize that emotion and carry it forward. When you approach forgiveness work, you obviously want to do it the five pathway, which is, you know, you want to do it without condoning. If they happen to put the person in the chair that's involved in the relationship, which rarely happens, you want to make sure that you do it without condoning and also don't encourage them to go and actually forgive that person physically unless they think it's a really good idea. Forgiving is not forgetting, it's not condoning, it's not telling that person you forgive them, it's only what you do for yourself. And we have a lot more about that information in our five-path training. You also want to use metaphors. You NLP people will love this. Use as many metaphors as you can. While you're talking to them, you can even tell them the story about, the young boy I knew a long, long time ago was going out on a fishing trip. He was going to be fishing all day long. And as he got out there, he realized that he was out in the middle of the lake. And it was a very long way to swim back, but what happened was the boat started sinking. And water started to come up in the boat, and he had to start bailing it out. and he wanted to bail the water out as fast as he could so that he could keep the boat afloat because he couldn't fix the boat while it was in the middle of the lake and it was sinking. And so he was bailing the water out, but it was sinking. But he was bailing it out. And he found that he couldn't actually row and bail the water out at the same time. So either he would stay there bailing the water out of the boat that couldn't be fixed, or he would jump out and swim for land. He knew there was land there. He didn't know if he could make it, but he would rather jump out of that boat and swim for land than spend his life in a boat that couldn't be fixed. And so he jumped. And really let that sink in. And while I'm talking to you, your subconscious mind knows exactly what this means, but you know, you don't have to explain what it means. Basically, it's a metaphor about taking that leap, taking that extra step, moving on, you know, without staying stuck in the past, bailing water out of that boat with those obsessive thoughts, okay? You can also, I mean, you know, this is how doing hypnosis sessions, it came out of my mouth one day. Take that, use that, use another metaphor. I never told it like that before, it's usually a lot better in session, but use that however you want and see if that helps. We also have the carpenter pattern, which is what we use for you know, for one of our phases in five path. It also works. You want to check that out. This is becoming kind of a five path sales session. Sorry for that. We're going to continue with other tips. As I mentioned in the last episode, you know, ask your client if they're intent on maintaining contact with this person. A clean break is good in the beginning. You can be friends later on, maybe, but a clean break is good. If they keep on contacting this person, it puts them at risk for a lot of rewounding, which can really bring feelings back, even if you do a lot of work. Not if the work is really, really thorough, but generally it's just not a good idea. Susan Anderson talks about this in her book, The Journey from Abandonment to Healing. And that's also present in the book by Howard Halpern as well. You want to look at his stuff, where he talks about a lot of good advice. You know, simply states that you can be in love with someone that you can't stand. And so since we know this, it's important that your client come to these realizations themselves through their own course of bibliotherapy. Also, after you do the work with them, you want to encourage them to have a support network. And this is so critical. Identify action steps. Stuff that they can do that will be a message to themselves and signify to themselves that they're actually moving on and maybe taking some steps forward and building new connections, doing new stuff that will, you know, help them to establish a whole new group of people so they can get different things from the outside, different kinds of messages. You know, if all they have is the old same group that they always hung out with, you want them to start to do things that are more of a novelty. And so after the session, one of the things that you can say is, why don't you give me two or three action steps, stuff that you could do that would really show you that you've let go of this issue, okay? Or that would really show you that you've, you know, that you're letting go of this old emotion, okay? That's also an indirect suggestion, awakening hypnosis. You can use that. But whatever phrase you use, I don't care. Just get those action steps and check on those next week. Because, as Erickson always said, in the presence of a powerful rapport, anything is possible. And so it's this rapport that you're building with them, stuff that you want to check on with them, and they will be accountable to you as well. And do those things. And the more that they actually put the work and the effort into moving on themselves, they're going to really wear those stripes because they know that they've done the little things that they needed to do. They've cut those ties. They've taken that walk on the beach. They've read that book. They've gone for that bike ride. They've gone out and bought themselves their very own ice cream cone or you know whatever. They've gone to that new coffee shop. They've made that call to that person that they regret being mean to a long time ago. They've taken that step to rebuild their self-worth. Little stuff like that, You know, Google that. Do your own research on that, but encourage them to take some action steps. Things, stuff in the physical world that will really signify to them that they're moving on. And this is a piece of information that you can use. If you find that they are yeah-butting themselves, tell them to stop and point out that yeah-but are the two most toxic words that ever happen to anybody in a relationship. What do I mean by yeah-but? Yeah-but is where they start to make excuses for that other person or for themselves, but especially in a relationship when they go, well, you know, he was mean to me and this, but I understand that he was just, you know, a wounded child or whatever, or yeah, well, yeah, but it's because I caused the problem, because I, you know, I did it wrong, or I just should have done it different. Letting the perceptions be as they are, give them feedback, repeat back what they just said, but encourage them not to yeah-butt themselves into the grave. What else? Is there anything else? Once again, have them do their own research. Have them look at Amazon.com. Tell them to look at that article that I quoted last episode about from Psychology Today, of Thoroughly Modern Guide to Breakups. Google that. Check that out. I had an extra cheat sheet, and I can't find it now. I hate that. So, we're just going to stop and segue right into the next issue. I hope you enjoyed that. Tried to make it as valuable as possible with, you know, helping your client with that issue. Oh, duh. The final tip for this issue is do a lot of future pacing, as much as possible. Future pacing or age progression, whatever terminology you want to use. I'm using the old NLP stuff, future pace. We call it age progression. We also call it future reinforcing events, FREs. You want to do lots of age progression. This is the most important tip out of the whole thing, and it's only because I wrote it down that I remembered. It makes me think of that one Indiana Jones. What is it? Indiana Jones and something, where Sean Connery, you know, Harrison Ford comes up to Sean Connery and goes, you know, there's like this obstacle course he's got to get past. He goes, Dad, you know, don't you remember? Don't you remember? He goes, well, I wrote them down in my book so that I wouldn't have to remember. And so that's why I write things down, and you should write them down too. If it's scripted out, and when you know what you're going to say, when you're going to say it, how you're going to say it, it's going to help you out. You've got to standardize your stuff. A teachable moment here. Standardize your things. If there's something that you say, something that you do, write it down and say it at the same time over and over and over again. And when it's written down, you can re-engineer that to be as good as possible, to provide the most influence, to make the most punch, to have the most impact on your client. So if there's favorite suggestions that you have, write them down, look at them, and then take a step back. And maybe you can re-engineer them a little bit. So, yeah, number one tip out of this whole podcast is do a lot of future progression, a lot of age progression, and take them into those situations that used to be a problem, okay? You want to take them into, you know, probable future events. I don't know what these events are, okay? The pattern might go something like this. In a moment, I'm going to count from one to three. I'm going to take you to three probable future events. I don't know what these events will be, but they'll be revealed to you. One, two, three. Be there. Okay, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone, what's happening? And then see what's happening, see how they're doing, and then see what they come up with. And then you can take them to situations where you know may have been a problem in the past. Okay, and now as I count from one to three, on the count of three, you're going to be there at a dance, you know, at a salsa dance, running into so-and-so. And future pace that and see how that goes. You also want to take them far out into the future, further and further out past the event, and see what's going on. Now, as I count from one to three, you're going to be so far out in the future, it's going to be a long, long time later, you know, 5 years, 10 years later, one, two, three, be there. You can snap. You don't have to snap. I snap. Don't snap if you don't do that. It works for me. Don't do stuff that I do just because I do it. You got to have your own reason. Sometimes when you snap, it might emerge them. That doesn't happen for me. But I'm me. You got to have your own style. Also, that's it for that topic. And I think that we're out of time. For my next topic, I may talk about accelerated learning when I come back. I may talk about handling difficult clients. I may talk about clients that don't believe that they were hypnotized and continue to tell you they don't feel hypnotized and what to do about that. Even after you've done like an hour-long pre-talk, they still have misconceptions about hypnosis and how to deal with clients from hell. That's going to be my next podcast, but who knows what it might be. If you want to learn more about this process, check out hypnosiscenter.com. Take a look at our training schedule. Look at hypnosis.org. We have different products there that you can buy, that you can learn. Upgrade your skills. Learn instant inductions. Learn five path. Learn seventh path self-hypnosis for yourself. Learn other things, how to really become a better practitioner, a better hypnotherapist, how to help your clients have success where everything else has failed, and how to move this profession toward greatness. If you want to send me an email and ask me questions, or maybe to complain or give me suggestions, please send it along to lronhypnosis@gmail.com, and that's right down there below. The name of my website is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. It's going to go through some massive updates here shortly. Be a one percenter. Come to the convention. Come get our super course. Check out the websites. Be a one percenter. I already said that. Thanks for watching. L. Ron Ferguson signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.